Welcome to Baby Boomer Tales. My name is Jim. You can find us at babyboomertales.com. Once you're there, there are links to many places you can listen to our podcast, our Boomers General store, a link to buy our book, Got a Job, and more. Today we're going to do a review of the decade of the 90s. What happened in the 1990s? Well, Nelson Mandela is released from prison. The internet becomes available. The Mall of America opens. The Channel opens between France and England. Charles and Diana get divorced. The first Harry Potter book is published. Stem cell research begins. Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls win their sixth world championship. The popular TV shows were like Seinfeld, Friends, X-Files, ER, Law and Order, and Baywatch. Windows meant something other than glass. The best pictures of the decade by year were Dances with Wolves, The Silence of the Lambs, Unforgiven, Schindler's List, Forrest Gump, Braveheart, The English Patient, Titanic, Shakespeare in Love, and American Beauty. Three of the most popular female singers of the decade were Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, and Mariah Carey. The Wonder Bra made a comeback. Doc Martin shoes were all the rage. Beverly Hills 90210 sideburns were cool. We started seeing piercings more than just ears, and tattoos on more people than just military. We started saying things like 110%, bada bing, buzzkill, and yada yada yada. So I want to take you through the decade of the 90s, year by year, and highlight some of the important events that happened in that decade. January 2nd, 1990. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 2,800. That's the first time it ever did that. January 31st, 1990. Even though we are in a Cold War, the first McDonald's opens in Russia. February 25th, 1990. Smoking was banned on all domestic U.S. flights less than 6 hours long. April 8, 1990. 18-year-old Ryan White dies of AIDS. May 16, 1990. Sammy Davis Jr. dies. March 3, 1991. An amateur video captures the beating of Rodney King by L.A. cops. Remember that old Rodney saying, "Can't we all just get along?" July 1, 1991. Clarence Thomas is to replace Thurgood Marshall on the Supreme Court. July 22, 1991. Jeffrey Dahmer is arrested in Milwaukee. At least 17 men and boys have known to be murdered by him. September 24, 1991. Dr. Seuss dies. November 22, 1991. Walt Disney Pictures releases the movie Beauty and the Beast. And December 25th through 31st of 1991, the Cold War ends, Mikhail Gorbachev resigns, and the Soviet Union dissolves. April 15th, 1992, Sam Walton dies. May 17th, 1992, Lawrence Welk dies. May 22nd, 1992, Johnny Carson retires. After 30 years as The Tonight Show, the iconic Carson retires, and 3 days later, Jay Leno takes his place. November 10, 1992, Chuck Connors dies. Besides being the rifleman, he was a pro baseball player and pro basketball player. January 20, 1993, Bill Clinton is sworn in as the 42nd President of the United States. Also on January 20th, 1993, Audrey Hepburn dies. She's the first woman I know of that could get away with having such short hair. I think she made the pixie cut popular. February 26, 1993, the World Trade Center bombing. This is the first time the World Trade Center was bombed, and they used a van instead of airplanes. It killed six people. February 28, 1993, the ATF raids the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas. April through October of 1993, the Great Flood of 93. The Mississippi and Missouri rivers flooded, really affected the Midwest big time. I drove up there. I'm probably 40 miles from the Missouri River. So I drove up there one day just to see it. And the first bridge, you could still cross over the first bridge. And it looked like an ocean. Driving north from my home up through Kansas into Missouri. January 6, 1994. Nancy Kerrigan was clubbed in the leg via orders from Tonya Harding's ex-husband. And they say that figure skating is a non-contact sport. Really made the news. That one was a big story. April 22, 1994. Richard Nixon dies. May 19, 94, Jackie Kennedy Onassis dies. June 12, 1994, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman are murdered outside of the Simpsons' home in L.A. Remember this? Old O.J. in the most famous low-speed police car chase in the history of police car chases. June 15, 1994, Disney releases the movie The Lion King. July 5th, 1994. Amazon is founded by Jeff Bezos. September 14th, 1994. The World Series is canceled for the first time in 90 years. It was because of a player's strike. April 19th, 1995. The Oklahoma City bombing. 168 people died, including 19 children. If you're ever around Oklahoma City, do yourself a favor and go to the memorial there. It's a sombering experience. April 23, 1995, Howard Cosell dies. August 9, 1995, Jerry Garcia dies. August 13, 1995, Mickey Mantle dies. December 31st, 1995, the final original Calvin and Hobbes comic strip is published. July 27th, 1996, the Centennial Olympic Park bombing happens in Atlanta, Georgia. August 29th, 1996, Tiger Woods makes his professional PGA Tour debut at the Greater Milwaukee Open. September 15, 1996. www.google.com is registered by Google. October 12, 1997. John Denver is killed in an ultralight plane crash. January 5, 1998. Sonny Bono is killed skiing. January 26, 1998. The Monica Lewinsky scandal breaks, and President Clinton tries to do damage control. March 27, 1998. Viagra is approved by the FDA. June 6, 1998. Roy Rogers dies. October 29, 1998. John Glenn blasts off in the space shuttle Discovery. It's the second time Glenn blasted off, and he's kind of an old coot by this time. It's an amazing feat. I remember when John Glenn went into space the first time. I was in sixth grade. Amazing. December 31st, 1999. The United States turns over complete administration of the Panama Canal to the Panamanian government. And the last highlight of the decade of the 90s, probably the biggest story of the whole decade, maybe because it was building and building for a couple years before, we all prepared for Y2K. Also in the 90s, people believed Furbies were spying on us. Remember that little stuffed animal? Jennifer Aniston hated her friend's haircut, part that she had to play on Friends, that haircut she had. That's what she hated, not, you know, those other guys' haircuts. AOL Instant Messenger became a sensation. We all carried pagers in the 90s. Miss Cleo was doing her thing on late night TV. People were wearing slap bracelets, especially teenagers. eBay launched. The Hubble Space Telescope launched. The Thighmaster was invented. Remember the Got Milk campaign? Gas was around $1.30 a gallon. I paid $2.95 a gallon last night for gas. The Macarena, that dance, you know, do the Macarena, that was popular. Dial-up was still used on the internet, just to get to the internet. Remember that sound? Sounded like, well, the end of the world on the telephone. The Ford Taurus was the best-selling car of the 90s. Nokia was the most popular cell phone. The minimum wage was $4.25 an hour. And women were finally allowed to wear pants on the U.S. Senate floor. By the beginning of the 1990s, we were moving out of the Kansas City area into a bedroom community on the Kansas side of the metropolitan. By the end of the 1990s, we were living out in the country, out in northeastern Kansas. The decade of the 90s, I saw my children grow up and go off to college. I reinvented myself as far as what I did for a living. We had several cars, my favorite being a Jeep Grand Cherokee. That was actually my wife's car. I never drive cars. I drive them, but I don't own them. I own them, but they're not mine. You know what I mean? I drive pickup trucks. Those are my vehicles. So my wife drives what we call a car, and in the last 20 years have been SUVs, and that's okay with me. I go along with what my wife says about a car. She feels it sits down too low. She can't really see. So she likes SUVs or pickups. She would probably drive a pickup if that was the only thing she had to drive. When we first were dating and first married, she used to drive my pickup all the time. Anymore, only when she has to. In fact, I've noticed that it's taken a little bit more for her to crawl up into the cab of my pickup. I don't know if I need to get a step. I've offered to put a milk carton in the bed on her side and I could run around and put the milk carton down. She could step on it, you know. She tells me I'm being silly, which I probably am. The world has changed a lot since the 1990s. Some things for the better, like how we get onto the internet. Some things for the worse, and I think that's the way it is in this old world, wherever man is concerned. Some things get better, some things get worse. It's not my place to judge that, except for myself and how I conduct myself and situations I choose to put myself in. Some things you can't help it, other things you can avoid it if you don't want to participate, and you can go all in if you care to. I think looking at this list of stuff that I threw out there, that overall, I look at the 90s with fondness. There's some silly stuff, and I didn't really tell all the highlights or anything, just things that caught my eye, things I could relate to, things I was somewhat familiar with, kind of like this podcast. I only speak about stuff I'm familiar with. It's hard enough as it is, let alone talking about something you have no earthly idea about. Well, that'll about do it for me today. Always be kind. You'll be happy with your soul if you are. Thank you for riding along today. I'll be back next Wednesday. Peace out.